الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, on the question of تعلق مع الله which we started yesterday, it might seem like a strange thing for me to suggest, but there are two books that I think are absolutely essential reading. They are essential reading for a number of reasons, but also and especially because on the subject of تعلق مع الله. One is a book called Outliers by Malcolm Gladwell, and the other one is a book called The Myth of Talent by Jeff Colvin, G-E-O-F-F, Colvin. The reason I am saying these two books for تعلق مع الله is for two key concepts that are mentioned in this book. Malcolm Gladwell, among many other good things in that book, he mentions what he calls the 10,000 hour rule. Malcolm Gladwell is a statistician, so he proves with anecdotal statistical evidence that in order to become expert at anything, you need to do that thing for 10,000 hours. That is the minimum requirement, and he shows how 8,000 hours is not good enough, and so on and so forth. So it's not a question of 10,000 or zero. Even something like 7,000, 8,000 is still not good enough. You will not be an expert at that. You will not be able to perform at a level of excellence. You have to do at least, in the minimum, that's the base of 10,000 hours to be good at something. So that's one point I want to make. Second point is with regard to Jeff Colvin's book. Jeff Colvin, in his book Myth of Talent, he talks about the importance of practice, and he talks about the importance of what he calls thoughtful practice. I think it's a very important concept. Now, and he calls it the myth of talent because many times people think, oh, but you know, I don't have a talent for this, so so-and-so succeeded because he has a talent and so on. He says all of this is nonsense. You may have a talent, you may not have a talent. Even if you have a talent, unless you have practiced thoughtfully. So it's not just a matter of, and he gives the example of golf, and I can definitely tell you, when I used to play golf in Ooty Club, the freeways are extremely narrow, and on both sides there's gorse. If you get your ball into the gorse, then you are dead because there's no way you can get it out. It's full of thorns, and it's gone. So, and golf balls are not cheap. So to be able to drive a ball straight down the freeway in a narrow freeway and get it onto the green is by itself a pretty difficult job. So I hired one of the caddies. There was a guy called Frank Augustine, and I used to call him Frankenstein. So Frank Augustine, I hired him to coach me. So he came and stayed in my house for 15 days. He put up a net and I used to hit balls into the net. Now Frank Augustine was built like a dried prawn. But when he struck the ball, those of you who played golf, you know the classic sound. It's a particular click when it's called the sweet spot on the club. And that ball would travel straight like a bullet out of a gun, straight down the freeway, on at least onto the next green. And when I struck the ball, most of the time, half the earth came up with it and so on and so forth. So the point is that, so it's a question of thoughtful practice. And he used to tell me very clearly, he used to say, you can hit 1,000 balls. That's not as good as hitting 10 balls with thought behind it. So I'm sure he didn't read Jeff Colvin to say that. He's talking from his own life practice. Now, why am I talking about these two books and about golf and so on? And what is the connection with تعلق مع الله? The connection is very simple. The connection is that somewhere we have come to this unconscious belief that connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluhu, is something which is very easy, and it's like falling off a chair or something, and it'll just happen by default. The good news is, yes, it is easy. It is easy compared to other things. For example, if you try getting yourself a PhD, connecting to Allah is easier than earning a PhD. If you want to become a medical doctor, connecting to Allah is easier than studying medicine for 5 years, then house surgeonship for 2 years, and then post-graduation for another 2 years, then the surgeonship for that for another year, and so on. So by the time you are done, you've done like God knows, 8, 9 years, 10 years of study, even to get close to a patient. So it's easier than that. But it's not as easy as falling off a chair. It's not as easy as sneezing or something. It's not so easy that you or I are going to be able to do that in 10 minutes a day or on the weekends when we are free from other more important things. Na'udhu billah. So we have to understand that if you really want to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, then the 10,000 hour rule applies, and then the issue of thoughtful practice applies. And that's the connection with these two books and the connection with golf. Just like in golf, you want to hit the sweet spot on the club, you want the ball to travel straight down the freeway onto the green, then you have to put in a lot of hard work. In this case, the hard work, yesterday we mentioned tahajjud. Tahajjud is the place for hard work. Tahajjud is the net into which you have to hit the balls. And the issue of spending time alone, solitary, with yourself, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. This is perhaps one of the biggest casualties in today's life, and the results are there to show. There's medical evidence to show that the incidence of mental illness, of dementia, of anxiety, of schizophrenia, of ADHD, all of this is related to not spending time alone in reflection. All of this is related to the frenetic lives that we have cursed ourselves with. One of the biggest curses on that is this so-called smartphone in the hands of stupid people, which takes away whatever sukoon that there is left in life. And I add to that smartphone in the hands of stupid people, social media, and you have the perfect recipe for an early onset of Alzheimer's, an early onset of dementia. May Allah protect us from all of this. And I'm not saying this out of my, I just read an article about Ivy League schools and so on, which is talking about all this. Self-reflection, introspection, spending time by yourself without any disturbance, is absolutely critical to understanding yourself. It's absolutely critical to connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I used to do, and I've written about that in my book, so please read it there, in my new book called It's My Life. I used to walk from Sanat Nagar to the top of Banjara Hills behind Chiran Palace. Those days there was nothing there. Either from Sanandagar to that place was all maidan. It was all just bush. So I used to walk there. This road number 3 used to end at the Green Masjid. Beyond that, there was no road. So I used to walk there behind Chiran Palace. Chiran Palace had a big, huge 12-foot wall and a big black gate, and you couldn't go inside. It was, at that time, it was still private property. So I used to go around it at the back, and I used to climb one of the rocks. There was this huge rocks in Banjara Hills in those days. Rocks upon rocks, you know, there used to be balanced, those beautiful volcanic rocks. So I used to climb on top of that, and I would sit there sometimes for hours. Sometimes I would sit there right into the night, just thinking and reflecting. And one of the things I remember even till today, what I used to think about, from the top of that rock you can see Golconda. So I used to think that if this rock had a voice, if this rock could speak, what would it say to me? Because this rock can see the fort, it can see Golconda fort, and the rock would say that once upon a time there was a king in that fort who would climb on top of Bala Hisar, and he thought that this was the world, and the world belonged to him, and that the world ran because of him. And today there's some stupid 15-year-old kid who's sitting on top of me who thinks the same thing. This is what the rock would say, and this is my conscious thought till today, 50 years later, that I still remember that this is what I used to think when I was 15 years old, sitting on top of that rock, looking at Golconda Fort, by myself alone. There was no one there. In those days, there were no phones, and there were no mobile phones and stuff and so on. So, we had free time. Now that free time you could have done something else. But this issue of being by yourself and reflection is something that I have always done as long as I can remember, and I still do, and I treasure it like nobody's business. That's why I go off into the jungle, I go and sit in the forest somewhere, doing nothing, just by myself. Sometimes just simply sitting and reflecting. I'm not even saying that I'm sitting there doing some dhikr or some great wazifa, just sitting and thinking about life, about yourself, where is it going, what are you doing? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks this question, fa'ina tadhabun, Allah said, where are you going? So we have to answer this question, where we are going. So seriously, if we want to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I remind myself and you, we have to work. Now when will we work? Why do you practice golf? Because you want to do something in golf. You want your handicap to stop being a handicap in the real sense. You want to, you know, get it up from 24 or whatever. So you see some benefit in the final goal. If you don't see the benefit, you cannot work. Whether it is your career, whether it is studies, whether it is anything, unless you see the pot of gold at the end of the road, it will not sustain. You might, you know, get charged up with one lecture or something and do it one day, but unless you are conscious of what will I get out of this, it cannot sustain effort. And that's why the dumb question to ask yourself is, what is the benefit of connecting to Allah? I'm saying dumb question because it is a stupid question. Why would you want to ask that question? What is the need to ask this question? But I seriously think that it's an extremely important question to ask, because we live our lives as if this is not clear at all. Because if it was clear what connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would give us, then why would we be disconnected with Allah? So it's a, you know, dumb or not dumb, it's a question we need to ask. What is the benefit of being connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And once that is clear to us, then inshallah it will become easy. This is the concept, this is the thought behind which, if you now read the biographies of the Salaf, and you hear and you read about Hasan al-Basri rahmatullah alayhi praying all night, or other people praying, the Sahaba praying all night, people, you know, standing and reciting an entire surah, and in that time Khabbab radiallahu anhu is hit by three arrows, but he still continues to read the surah. And then he wakes up his companion Ammar ibn Yasir, only when he is losing blood badly. He then wakes up his companion, and later when he asked him, he said, why didn't you wake me up earlier? He said, I was reading Suratul Kahf and I did not want to interrupt the recitation. He said, I love this surah so much. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me to memorize this surah, and I memorized it, and I love this surah so much that I did not want to interrupt the recitation. So he did not go into ruku. He continued to stand until he finished the whole Suratul Kahf. And then when he went into ruku and sujood, he woke up his companion and his brother. Right? For us, it is a story. For us, it's a story. Because we read Inna Atayna in the first rakat, and we read Qul Huwallahu Ahad in the second rakat, and we think our salah is long. Yeah? Seriously, we have to get serious with life. Because one day this life is going to go. Yesterday I was at a friend's place, whose mother passed away, and I was thinking to myself, I said, what is this? It happens to everybody, and it has to happen to us. What is the preparation? What is my connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu? The reason I have no connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu is because I am not conscious of what it will get me. So I remind myself and you, let us think and reflect and ask ourselves, what will we get by connecting with Allah? And then let us do what it takes, which is introspection, reflection, dhikr, salah. We have to spend time in doing these things. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين.